Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hey everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation Podcast, or Audio Boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer, representing the Left Coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation Party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go. Hey, what's up, y'all? Welcome to Dish Nation. We're in your living room right now.
Yes.
It's hard to figure out what's going on.
Uh-huh.
Now, we got a big show for you today, so I ain't gonna spend any more time with the small talk or the jibber jabber. Coming up, TV got really awkward. Ryan Seacrest thought he was talking to a dead guy.
Oh, Lord.
And Bobby Brown did actually talk to a couple people who crossed over. We got those stories coming up.
Okay.
But first, let's make this show bye.
Yes.
Coastal. And make this an LA party, too. Sandy, what's going on, y'all?
You flirting with me?
I'm in. I'm bye. Coastal.
Well, yo, you guys out there, LA, so I know y'all know about this, man. It's looking real scary out there for people like Amber Rose.
Why? What's going on?
All right, so let's work a little bit backwards with the timeline here. Mm-hmm. Now, late Wednesday night, Amber Rose came for Beyonce with this tweet from a verified account. And the tweet said this. Hey, Beyonce, I got a secret. I am Becky with the short hair.
Ooh.
Hashtag I ain't sorry. Hashtag mother lemonade.
Now, Wait a second.
Wow.
Isn't it Becky with the good hair?
Yeah. But that's the first part of this story that's, you know, something wrong about it. I'll tell you about that in a minute.
Okay.
Of course, the Beehive freaked out, but it didn't stop there. Well, a couple hours earlier, she came for Tiger with this tweet. Dear Tiger, ever since you left that Black China, your music has been trash.
Uh-uh.
It's always been trash, just more than usual. Hashtag mother.
Whoa! Was she drunk tweeting or something?
Right. Well, here's the thing. She took to her Instagram account and let everybody know that, hold up, wait a minute. Don't put me out there like that. I was hacked.
Oh!
Take a look at the video.
Makes sense. Damn, I think my Twitter got hacked.
I think mine got hacked too, but I'm gonna tell you something. Tiger's music is trash.
Damn, Charlamagne.
And you know, that makes sense because, you know, Amber Rose is the type of person that if she does have a problem with you, she's going to, like, you know, confront it and, like, you know, say that, yo, I really did tweet that.
Well, you don't think it got hacked. Say, my damn Twitter got hacked and it was not me.
Right.
That's what I would have said.
No, it did not get hacked.
Here's the thing.
That's the biggest excuse for when you do something stupid and then you have something like the Beehive who's going to come down on you and just sting the hell out of you.
Exactly.
So she's like, I got hacked. It's the biggest excuse now that anytime you mess up, that's what you just say. So I think Dish Nation on those dishware we have needs to start I got hacked shirts.
Hashtag I got hacked.
Well, that almost happened because early Wednesday morning, Amber Rose discovered that a guy had broken into her house and hung out there for 4 hours.
That's a long damn time.
It sure is.
And here's the thing. She was home at the time. It was while her and her bodyguards were asleep. The dude broke her kitchen window, and he was inside. And they know this because a day later, Amber discovered the broken window, checked the video, and saw the dude come inside and leave 4 hours later.
By the way, bodyguards ever. If I'm sleeping, I want my bodyguards to be awake.
Thank you.
Hello.
That's what I was saying. Yeah.
The bodyguard says that he got hacked, and so that's why he slept through it.
His alarm clock got hacked.
Yeah.
Well, I have a scary story about some diva behavior from none other than Jennifer Lopez. some very rich people attended this Robin Hood Foundation benefit, which raised almost $55 million for charity. A-Rod's a co-chair on it. Her new boyfriend, Miley Cyrus, performed, as well as Coldplay. So everybody's having a good time at this event. And then all of a sudden, they see that there is a huge line at the bathroom. There are four security guards outside the bathroom door. Who could it be? Is it Hillary Clinton? Is it some big politician that needs all this security? Oh, no, it was just J-Lo. She needed to tinkle.
Wait a minute. Just J-Lo? I mean, she is a big star, and we know she's in the headlines right now. I don't think that's diva-ish.
She should have used the restroom before she left her house. That's what I do.
It don't matter. The male bodyguards can't go inside to protect her, so you got to blow that bitch out.
That's right. Female bodyguards.
Here's what you do. What are the fly girls doing?
Okay.
Get the fly girls to be your bodyguards. That way when you walk out of the bathroom, it's
there
a whole different
thing. There you go.
It's like, oh, yeah.
They can do a little performance in front of the studio and take everybody's mind off of what's going on.
Well, Los Angeles is going to say peace out for now, but we will be back with the great Girl Scout cookie caper. Is the perp still on the loose, or has the cookies been found? We'll come back later and tell you about that. So bye, Atlanta,
All right, up next, we all know Ryan Seacrest has settled in pretty nicely with his new job with Kelly Ripa, right?
Right.
He's the best in the business. We all know he would do very well. But I have to say, being on television every single day, you are bound to make some mistakes. Y'all know about mine.
True.
But check his out.
We talked about all the things that you have done. Well, some of the things you've done and you're doing. To me, you're the scary guy in the subway in Ghost.
Oh, this is horrible. You're gonna be embarrassed.
Why?
That's not me.
Oh, gosh.
How are you doing, y'all?
Who is it?
No, it's Vincent Schiavelli.
Okay. All right, well, then.
Are you okay?
It's no wonder.
Are you all right?
It wasn't in anybody's notes. Right. I said, no, I think he's a scary
That's
guy
great.
From Ghost.
Right.
Tell him.
Right. Wow, here we go. He's dead.
That's why Jeffy Tambor is so dope, because even in an awkward moment, he can still deliver the funny.
Yeah, I like the way he was like, you all right? It's about to happen.
Right,
you're
going to
be
embarrassed.
Exactly.
He's dead.
Yeah, he's dead, and I'm still here.
But I see where Ryan coming from, because I, for the longest time, thought Jeffy Tambor was the dude from Ghost.
Really?
Yeah. They got the same steez.
You remember that day I walked in here, and you were doing an interview with Anthony Anderson? And so I hopped into him and was like, yeah, I cannot wait for you to go back on tour. I love your music.
You thought it was Anthony Hamilton.
Anthony Hamilton. It was like, no, Portia.
Two totally different people.
Exactly. He stepped up super smart. I was so embarrassed.
Yes.
Walked out tail between my legs.
All right, moving on to some more awkward television. Bobby Brown sat down with Hollywood medium Tyler Henry and told him that some people from beyond were telling him they didn't blame Bobby Brown for their death. And I don't know. It was just weird. Check it out.
I have some things here.
Sure.
That was a picture of me and my daughter. And my baby girl.
That's
my twin.
Oh, my gosh. That is surreal. Wow.
My ex-wife was Whitney Houston.
I gathered after seeing that picture.
Oh, really?
Yes, absolutely. Yes.
Okay.
Whitney Houston.
Yeah.
Right. I didn't realize that the person I was bringing through was Bobby Christina Brown and Whitney Houston. I'm in complete shock.
Well, I didn't get their fat
wow.
with their names.
Oh, my God.
Sir, come on. You're a medium, and you're telling me that some spirit is speaking to you, and you didn't know the simple thing that that's Bobby Brown's wife and Bobby Brown's daughter?
And that's Bobby
come
Brown.
On. Do y'all even believe in psychics?
I do not.
I know Brad's show now, honey.
I do not.
I'll say for me, I feel like there's definitely, it's possible, because I have aunts who have seen things, and those things have actually happened in our family. I have had that. But for me to go and seek that out in someone to ask you to tell me my future, I don't need you to do that. I just want to live my life. I don't need to know when I'm going to die.
You can probably
just tell me when my husband coming, but I don't need you to tell me when I'm going to die.
If
I got some money coming in.
Yeah, if I got some money coming through, something like that.
But you can't pick and choose. Now
oh, yes, I can. I don't need no. Well, I'm not going to seek him out no. I'm just going to pray.
All right, let's keep this awkward trifecta going, and let's talk about LeVar Ball. Now, Lonzo Ball is expected to be one of the top picks in the NBA draft this year, but LeVar Ball is like the mouthpiece.
Okay.
He's very polarizing. Mm-hmm. Some people love him, some people hate him, but in this situation, I rock with him. He was going to promote the Big Baller brand on the herd with Colin Cowherd, and they
things got pretty ill between LeVar and co-host Christine Leahy. Now, they were going back and forth over how he promotes his brand, but the most heated part came when she said that he was never going to get companies like Nike or Under Armour to work with him because of his attitude. Take a look.
They wouldn't want to work with you anyway because you don't respect women, so...
She's after you today.
Oh, I don't respect women, but I'm the one that's married. I'm good. Well, she can say what she wants. She's trying to put it. I never disrespect women. But I tell you what.
You did on the show today.
If you act like that, guess what? Something's coming to you.
Oh.
And it's okay.
Do you think...
Are you threatening me?
Oh, see how she tried to turn the words? I would never threaten you.
You said something's coming to me.
I don't know what it is. I'm not a psychic.
Oh.
So what y'all think?
I think it's difficult. I think if you're doing a job like she is, where she's a sports analyst, mm-hmm. you know, you can comment on certain things, you can have your feeling, but I think she has internalized this whole situation and she's made it personal for herself. She should have mm-hmm. never attacked that man on national television like that. That was not right.
So let's just say if that same interview would have happened in this room, how do you think it would have played out?
But them bitches on Dish Nation want to talk about me. Girl, they really... It's almost like, and you know what's so crazy is, Dish Nation is not the type of show where we, like, go hard on people.
Right.
Oh, we just give our opinion about whatever the headline is about you.
Right.
But they think if their name comes up at all on
anything,
our show,
it's
they
a diss.
Going ham.
Yep.
We're not mean-spirited. We're just opinionated.
We're journalists, bitch.
Yeah.
Yes.
Reporting on the headlines.
All right, y'all. Somebody got killed last night on Empire, honey. And come on back after the break, and we'll tell you who, honey, and show you how. Let's just say Lucius Bomb does not play boo. Stay tuned.
Welcome back to Dish Nation, people. Actress and Thighmaster queen Suzanne Summers has a new book out called Two's Company, a 50-year romance with lessons learned in love, life, and business. In the book, she shares advice on how she and her husband, Alan Hamel, have kept their marriage sexy for 50 years.
That's nuts.
Oh, like, that's a long
time. Like, she was married the whole time she was doing Three's Company?
Yeah.
I guess he was coming and knocking on her door.
Okay.
Literally.
Yeah, I need to buy this book.
Okay.
In an interview with People Magazine, Suzanne was asked how often she recommends couples have sex, and here's what she said. We have sex every day.
What?
Sometimes more. I love it. Alan has the blood pressure of an athlete, and he claims that sex is his daily cardio workout and says it's a hell of a lot more fun in the treadmill.
Oh.
Well, I be damned.
Right?
Mm. I mean, I know you have to have a lot of passion to have a long marriage, but dang, every day?
Yeah.
And more than once a day?
I mean, but you gotta look at it from this guy's standpoint. It was kind of like hitting the jackpot, because she was like one of the hottest things walking around, like, at a certain, during a certain time.
Yeah.
So you, like, you got the prize.
But usually when you get married to a certain extent, even if it's the hottest person, you get over it after a while.
You sure damn do. You start putting it on a calendar, honey. We're gonna do it Monday, we're gonna do it Wednesday and Sunday.
Now, even if I did have sex every day, I ain't about to be, in here doing no aerobics on you. I mean, I'm gonna hike my leg up and you can get what you want.
I'll turn to the side.
That's what I'm saying. Lay off to the side. I'm comfortable. You do you. Go ahead and get it.
Hurry up.
You just lay to the side.
Yeah.
You just lay to the side and you hike it up.
That's so boring, though.
And he be having a good time. And
you just laying there like,
but you just gave him his sex. You can still watch TV. You can still fly.
Yep. Now you high school, look at your watch, and you got 10 more minutes.
It's not an inconvenience at all.
Well, baby, last night was the last episode of Empire before the big finale next week. So Lucius asked Tariq to help find baby Bella, and it actually brought them closer together. And just when Tariq was about to reveal who had her, this happened.
Yo, you're gonna need all the family you got. Wait till you find out where I found Bella.
Oh my God!
What in the hell is wrong with you?
Oh my gosh! Why did she do that?
Ooh.
Cause she's crazy, that's why.
That was traumatizing.
I mean, girl, hell, I felt dead.
And they just made up. Like, it meant a lot for me for them to put the past aside and get together, and then she just...
So where do we go from here, Gary?
Oh, Lord, I guess we watch next week.
We have to. I'm going to be glued to my seat.
That definitely got me ready for it.
All right, so it's time for Ticket to Skip It. It's this new movie coming out this summer. It's getting a lot of buzz. It's an indie flick called Patty Cakes.
Oh,
that's
cool.
It's about an aspiring rapper named Patricia Dombrowski, a.k.a. Killer P, a.k.a. Patty Cakes, and that's with a dollar sign, not an S, ladies and gentlemen.
Okay.
You don't have a musical bone in your body, and you sure as hell can't sing. What kind of music are we talking about here?
Them rap.
Rapping. This is it.
It's the Ritz Cracker, a Gohan Swagger, it's Viagra, a Rolls Royce.
You're a boss bitch.
Oh, I mean, the movie, like, the trailer looks actually kind of interesting. I was, like, actually super sold until she started rapping. But, like, the story's kind
of
dope.
Hey, I love Rags to Riches. I love the stories where people grow and all that. But I just didn't like the way it was put off. Because it's kind of like, okay, you can't sing. You don't have a musical bone in your body. So you should rap. Like, it's like the thing you do if you don't have talent.
Well, that's really what
that's
it is,
That's what I didn't like about it.
To hell with you, Gary.
Oh, no.
Rappers, I mean,
that's
most
not
rappers
true.
Don't have talent. They just give that.
You have to be a writer. Yeah, you have to know
it takes a lot of
music.
Thought to put
really?
Yeah,
Gary.
Oh, I'm
sorry,
Brad. So at
the end of the day,
y'all, ticket is
skipping. I'm going to Netflix it. Is it on Netflix?
Flix it?
Yeah, I'll flix it.
What about you, Brad?
You already know I'm skipping it.
Oh, well, I'm ticketing it then.
Why?
Because it lets you see what rappers really look like.
You're not going to watch it, and you know that's not what rappers really look like. Didn't we just get finished telling your ass that? And you trying to act like you didn't learn nothing. This is Rap 101, and that is not what rappers look like, Gary. So I suggest you change your answer.
Skip it.
Thank you. We skip it.
Damn.
All right, coming up, we talk to all the big stars of Alien Covenant. Michael Fassbender, Billy Crudup, Danny McBride, and more.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Welcome back to Dish Nation. Now, the wait is over and the terror is real. The sci-fi horror blockbuster Alien Covenant is out on general release tomorrow, and we sent the big homie Andrew Freund to meet the stars and take a look at the most terrifying movie of the year. Take a look.
All of this is to start our new life.
So, Ridley, do you enjoy scaring the shit out of me? Is that...
Totally. That's my job, to do that. Absolutely. I give you a really stressful night and sleepless till about 4 o'clock in the morning. The best word is dread. If you're dreading something, it's... that's spooky.
Do you copy?
To colonize a planet, you need babies, you need other life. So are there open relationships? Is that kind of like a hall pass to just when you get there?
I never considered that question, actually. That's a straight up orgy, huh?
Yeah, it could be the biggest fishbowl party ever. You know, everyone puts their badges into a bowl. You know?
My interpretation of it was it's not just a free for all.
It's not just going in there spraying willy nilly wherever you want. You need to dance with who you came to the party with. Yeah.
Is that what you say to your wife when you say, like, we're going to get together, we're going to spray willy nilly?
I say, I'm not going to spray willy nilly.
Oh, I understand.
It's
going
to be very coordinated strikes. Yeah.
Would you ever go to space? Would you do that?
I don't think I... No. I don't know. Maybe if it's like British Airways or something and they're awfully nice and they say, you know, give you a duvet or something, like maybe it wouldn't be so bad.
So basically what you're saying is if you get a lie-flat seat and,
I'm
like,
gonna say, yeah,
chicken.
And some good food.
What do you guys think if aliens were watching us from up above, what do you think would be the weirdest human behavior that they would think?
Walking your dog, maybe? Picking up your dog's, deuces, that would be, you know, they would think he is the master and not us, right?
Michael, when you're in the scenes with the alien, what are you seeing?
A lot of the times we would have, there was a couple of actors that you used are sort of a contortionist, gymnast type stunt personnel. So there was always a reference.
What do you think President Trump's thoughts would be on undocumented xenomorphs?
It'd have to be one hell of a wall to stop those things from coming over, right?
Well, and I think he would agree with most of us and say that the only way to solve our problems are to see a movie like Alien Covenant several times over. Then we'll come together.
When you're in those situations, is it scary to you, or is it... No, it's not.
No, it's not. I mean, in part because Ridley's so giddy about it all, you know? He's like, hey, come over here, take a look at that egg. It's going to open up like this. It'll be disgusting, but it'll be beautiful. Yeah. You're going to want to look in, but you can't look in, but you're going to want... And so you're kind of cracking up at his enthusiasm about it, you know?
No, you're really in the head, Ridley.
Yes. I was very well brought up as well.
Welcome back to Dish Nation. Well, don't forget to tune in tomorrow because we are going to be talking with Real Housewives and Watch What Happens Live star Andy Cohen. But first, I have a story that will definitely not restore your faith in humanity. A woman has allegedly been charged with stealing $15,000 worth of Girl Scout cookies.
How could you, Heidi?
Those thin mints, man. Gotta have them. She's 26 years old. Her name's Leanne Vick. She is a Girl Scout troop leader for the Wilderness Road chapter in Kentucky. She's being held in a local detention center, and the Hall of Cookies was found in her possession. So I think she could argue, she's a Girl Scout leader, she could argue like, oh no, this is, I didn't steal these. These are
she had to go pick them up.
Yeah, I'm going to be delivering to all the people who bought. So I've got to
It's not even believable that she would have that many. $15,000 worth, what are you doing with those?
Maybe she stole them and she was just rah-rah raising some money.
Oh, shut the f*** up. Why don't you do-si-do on that?
She started with just a few boxes, and then she realized she needed s'more, you know?
They're not s'mores. They're Samoas.
S'mores. They had s'mores
this
year. They
have s'mores now, too. They're new.
Come on. Get with the program.
I had no idea.
You ate them. We had them here. We all tried them.
I was high.
Dish Nation. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hey, wake up! New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams, whew,
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's,